The 12th Annual Sustainability Summit and Exposition reaches its three-day climax today with a series of tours featuring destination workshops.
Some spots, such as the Urban Ecology Center and the School of Freshwater Sciences, are well known. One located on Euclid Avenue in Bayview is not.
A very old Victorian has recently been transformed to become Heart House, an experiment in residential living. Several of its founders gave WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz a tour and a glimpse of their passion and vision for what they believe Heart House can achieve.
Some might recognize Ben Kohler's name as the man who brought Milwaukee's iconic former basketball court back into the public eye. But since last spring, he has thrown himself into this project. That meant a lot of hauling out and cleaning up.
That's the greatest story. We came into this project, we started with a 30-yard dumpster out front, and him in Minnesota.
Him is James Godsell, owner of the house, and the inspiration for what it was to become.
When we first started hauling all this stuff out of this house, obviously our neighbors were like, what's going on? We made it an effort, hey, I'm Ben, I'm Miguel, we're going to be doing this urban farm. And they're like, okay, I've heard that before. They kind of just were cordial, but nothing beyond that.
To soften the uncertainty, Godsell told neighbors,
I let the people know that fine young Americans were going to be moving in, and the neighbors were welcome to use the dumpster while it was there for their own stuff. I also told them that we were going to be organizing a block party once Ben and his team had gotten things to the point where they could rest and celebrate.
The celebration was a while in coming as Ben Kohler and others tore out worn infrastructure and refinished floors. He says their only rule is don't start projects you can't finish. Kohler says the vision started with the original parlor, now Heart House's digital conferencing room.
And really why I say this room started it all is because Godsell's dream initially was we could have the technology to be able to connect partners all around the world and use the power of technology to communicate vision and connect vision. We have the latest technology to record music, edit video. We've Skyped with partners in Costa Rica, China.
The digital hardware looks impressive, but the rest of the house is sparsely furnished with lots of hand-me-down stuff. We move to what some might call a dining room.
This is what we call our bread-breaking brainstorm room. We believe in breaking bread with people. Like there's some sort of sacred energy connection that happens when like you share food with someone, and also like to share food that you've grown. And just naturally through conversation comes ideas. And we wanted to be able to capture those ideas.
They are scribbled across whiteboards covering much of the room's walls.
So at any point, you know, you can get an idea, and as you can see, we've been working on many different things. And so the flow of this house, a lot of our ideas come from this room, and then they migrate into here.
To an adjacent room. It holds bunk beds and a small workstation.
The whole idea of this room is just to be able to have a space where you can crash out if you needed to take a nap. You could work, and you could also be able to do some R&D. So this is one of Jesse's Sweetwater Foundation systems, which was built by a student using all reclaimed materials.
He's pointing to a small demo aquaponic system. That's where Heart House collaborator Jesse Blom fits in.
The small aquaponic system uses a 20-gallon aquarium tank. We got three goldfish in there, and we've got a little plastic box that sits up above the goldfish tank. The water is pumped to the plastic box where the plants are living. This is the first thing that I put in here at the Heart House last spring when we started this whole project, just because it's a way to engage people.
Blom created a many times larger fish and plant system in the basement. Just off the kitchen, we pop into the green room. Worms in giant tubs are quietly breaking down vegetable scraps to create soil. Nearby, trays overflow with microgreens and wheatgrass. This is Miguel Castro's domain.
During the development of this Heart House here, really enabled me to talk with people, meet people in the urban agricultural industry here in Milwaukee, and get a lot of insights. Through that experience, developing this concept for the green room here, which is beginning to come to fruition, it enabled me to kind of synthesize some of these ideas. So our goal now is to be able to transform this room into producing four salads a day, a salad a day.
So the next thing we'll do is we'll grab these wheatgrass trays and we're going to juice some wheatgrass while I show you the kitchen. Miguel's going to make our salad, and then we'll get to show you Jesse Blom.
Can you sense there aren't enough hours in the day to tell the story? There's juice to be drunk and salad to be shared. The supersized aquaponic system Jesse Blom built in the basement will provide a harvestable salad or vegetable a day, which the team will serve to Heart House visitors who can also take classes taught in adjacent rooms. In the short time since its inception, more than 1,200 people have visited, from across town to faraway places like Costa Rica and Australia. Some spent a night or two. The brainchild of a guest from Central America stands in the backyard. Kohler describes the once highly functional hoop house as Heart House's most glorified failure to date.
Alex Pacheco of Earth University was on sabbatical. Part of his sabbatical program was to do a practical. So over a couple beers at the local beer garden, we decided to make a hoop house for sprouting and different things in the summer and spring. And Alex is from Costa Rica, and he had a way of making them in Costa Rica that at times I said, you know, Alex, I don't think this thing is going to stay, but he was a professor and a PhD, so who was I to say that it wasn't? So we built this with local materials from our local Home Depot for $157. It's our glorified failure because we didn't spend a lot of money. We were able to integrate with an incredible human being, with Alex Pacheco. But also, like, we can just unscrew this, take it apart, reuse the materials, and realize that in Wisconsin, you better have a pretty strong structure given all the snow that's dropping. So we are proud of it in the fact that, you know, we did it and it failed and we know what doesn't work, and now we can go and do what does.
Heart House is about experimentation, and James Godsell inspired it. He contributed the building in which it stands. In 1966, in his native St. Louis, he took on a community organizer mantle, which he continued to wear while raising three children on his own and running a roofing company. Godsell is known for his poetic ramblings about restoring local economy and community through urban ag and aquaponics. Boomers sharing wisdom with and learning from millennials is central to his creed. Seldom at a loss for words, Godsell is rendered nearly speechless by the energy around him. He says retracing what led to Heart House would take hours to convey.
But I'll just say that I was faced with the prospect of selling the house in a deferred maintenance state or taking a gamble that collaborations of what I call Earth Nation Americans and resourced boomers who are ready to give back and aspire to as much meaning and contribution in their final life's chapters as is possible, chip in. And it's been happening, as you've discovered with your conversations with Ben and Jesse and Miguel. It's a great story, and I look forward to sharing it over time when I have that 5 hours.
That brings us full circle to their neighbors on Euclid Avenue. Take the guy who lives next door.
He had these huge bamboo tree shrub things that, like, you literally couldn't look from our backyard into his yard. And according to him, he got the bamboo trees so he didn't have to look at our house and our backyard because it was a little disarrayed at the time.
Ben Kohler says after it became clear the Heart House crew was creating something special, they heard a knock at the door.
He shows up and he goes, "Hey, Ben, do you have a hedge trimmer?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" And he was like, "'Cause I want to cut the bamboo down." He's like, "I want to see you. You're like my neighbor now. Like, well, let's be neighbors." And so we cut his hedges down.
A few months later, he returned.
After we had planted the garden and started harvesting, and he goes to me, "Hey, next summer, will you help me pull out the bamboo?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" And he was like, "Because you inspired us. We want to do a vegetable garden next year." And it's like,
the team hopes Heart House serves as glue to pull community together.
Remembering humanity by reconnecting community.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
We heard from Ben Kohler, Miguel Garcia, Jesse Blom, and James Godsell. They're leading the experiment called Heart House in Bayview, and they spoke with Susan Bentz.